Welcome to the teaching ministry of Daybreak Community Church. They invite you to join them for worship at 10 a.m. Sunday morning at 342 Nold Avenue in downtown Worcester. More information is at dccworcester.org. Here's Pastor Richard Frazier bringing real hope to real people from Daybreak Community Church.
Good morning, my friends. I'm Pastor Richard Frazier from Daybreak Community Church in downtown Worcester. We're glad you could join us here on 104.5 The River. Before we jump into today's special message, let us prepare our hearts for the reading of today's scripture.
Good morning, Daybreak. Today, we're going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and eventually, I'm going to be reading verses 11 through 18. The title of this message is The Good Shepherd, and Pastor Rich is going to take us through one of the I Am's statements from Jesus in the Gospel of John. And before we get there, I want to talk, in this sermon, he is going to talk about how Jesus is not like the false shepherds of Israel, right? And the prophet Ezekiel writes in chapter 34, he says this, "The word of the Lord came to me, Son of Man." Now, Son of Man was the way Jesus referred to himself the most often in the gospel, but also Ezekiel is referred to as Son of Man as well, so we have that connection. But let me go ahead and start that again. Ezekiel 34, I'm starting with verse 1. "The word of the Lord came to me, Son of Man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves. Should not the shepherds take care of the flock?" So God is railing against the leaders of his people back during the time of Ezekiel. Now, later in this passage or in this chapter, verse 34, verse 24. Let me go back to verse 23. This is Ezekiel 34:23. He says, "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken." Now, this is interesting because in 2 Samuel 7, you know, God promises David that he will have a son, and his son will be a forever king over a forever kingdom. And that greater son of David is none other than Jesus Christ himself, the good shepherd, right? So in Acts 20, Paul visits with the Ephesian elders, right? And he tells them to be shepherds over the flock. And he tells them that they are to protect the flock from enemies inside and outside. So let's extend that to Jesus, because Pastor Rich is going to talk about how we have to know his voice. We have to know the good shepherd's voice who's calling his sheep, because there are false shepherds out there calling you who want to keep you from following Jesus. So while Jesus, the good shepherd, is calling you, those false shepherds are screaming at the top of the lungs, wanting to distract you, get your attention, and lead you away from the only one who can save you. All right? Well, I'm getting a little too involved here. Let's go to John chapter 10. And I'm going to read verses 11 through 18 as Pastor Rich prepares to deliver his message. Jesus is saying this in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. And he's talking about us, the Gentiles, the far off ones that Peter references in Acts 2. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Kind of reminds me of one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But let me get back to verse 17 here. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Amen. Pastor Rich.
Thank you, Bobby, for the reading of God's word. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. There's something inside every human heart that longs to be known, loved, and led. We all crave security when life feels uncertain, guidance when the path seems unclear, and belonging when the world feels cold and lonely. In John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18, Jesus makes a bold, beautiful declaration. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. With these words, Jesus invites us into a relationship marked by intimacy, protection, and sacrificial love. He isn't distant or detached. He knows us by name. He isn't just a teacher giving instruction. He personally leads us to still waters and green pastures. And he isn't like the hired hands who flee when danger comes. He lays down his life to rescue his sheep. Today we're going to explore what it really means to belong to the Good Shepherd. To be fully known and deeply loved. To hear his voice and confidently follow where he leads. To rest in the security of his sacrifice, knowing he has already defeated sin and death on our behalf. For those of you feeling lost, confused, or weary, this message is an invitation to come home, to rest in the arms of the shepherd who never abandons his sheep. And for those walking closely with him, it's a reminder that his voice still calls, his presence still comforts, and his love still sustains. Today's message is an opportunity to encounter the heart of Jesus, the one who sees you, the one who knows you, and the one who calls you his own. If Jesus is truly the good shepherd, then we need to ask, what does that mean for us today? What does it mean that Jesus is truly the good shepherd? How does he care for us in ways no one else can? The first truth we see in this passage is that the good shepherd knows his sheep. So point number one, the good shepherd knows his sheep. Let us look at John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. Now that's staggering. The same intimacy and closeness that exists between the Father and the Son is the way Jesus knows you. Take comfort in that. He doesn't just know about you. He knows you. He knows your story. He knows your struggles. He knows your failures. He knows your fears. And he knows your hopes. And here's the beautiful part. He loves you anyway. Psalm chapter 139 says, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Psalm chapter 139, verses 1 and 2. The shepherd doesn't miss a single detail of your life. Even the things you wish you could hide, he already sees, and he doesn't turn away. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 reminds us, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. You're not just a face in the crowd. You are known personally by the shepherd. He calls you by name. He claims you as his own. Think about the parable in Luke chapter 15. The shepherd leads 99 sheep to search for the one that is lost. That's not just a story about numbers. No, it's not just a story about numbers. That's about you. That's about a shepherd who knows when you've wandered, who comes after you, who lifts you up, and who carries you home with joy. So let this truth settle in your heart. You are not invisible to God. Amen? You are not invisible to God. You are not forgotten. You are not overlooked. The good shepherd knows you. And when you feel small, when life makes you feel unseen and unimportant, you can stand confident in this. The creator of the universe knows your name, loves you as you are, and will never abandon you. And if the good shepherd truly knows his sheep, the next natural question is this: what does he do with that knowledge? Now, he doesn't just know us from a distance. He takes responsibility for us. And that means the good shepherd doesn't just know his sheep, he leads them. Which leads us to point number two. The good shepherd leads his sheep. Let us look at John chapter 10, verses 3 through 4 and verse 27. Jesus says, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. What an image, right? Shepherds in the ancient world didn't drive their sheep from behind with force. They walked ahead, and the sheep followed because they trusted the shepherd's voice. That's exactly how Jesus leads us. Not with fear, not with force, but with a voice that calls us into life. Psalm chapter 23 paints the same picture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Psalm chapter 23, verse 2. Notice that word in that verse, leads, leads. The shepherd doesn't abandon us to figure life out on our own. He doesn't leave us to wander through uncertainty without direction. He goes before us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. To be led by the shepherd is to exchange our anxiety and self-reliance for his wisdom and his guidance. But here's the question. Are we listening to his voice? Are you? Are we listening to his voice? Because in our world, there are so many competing voices. There's voices of fear, voices of culture, voices of doubt, voices that promise security but can't deliver. If we're not careful, those voices can drown out the only voice that actually leads us to life. That's why immersing ourselves in Scripture matters. That's why prayer matters. That's why worship matters. These are the places where we tune our ears to recognize his voice. And when we hear him, we can follow with confidence, even when the path feels uncertain. So when you face a decision, when you feel pulled in a dozen directions, when you don't know which way to go, remember, the good shepherd is already ahead of you. His voice is steady, his presence is sure, and his path will always lead to life. Follow him because he alone knows the way. And that leads us to point number three. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Now, so far, we've seen that the good shepherd knows his sheep and leads his sheep. But there's one more truth that sets him apart from every other shepherd, every other leader, every other voice in this world. The good shepherd doesn't just guide his flock. He gives his very life for them. Let us look at John chapter 10, verses 11 and 17 through 18. Jesus declares, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." My friends, this is the heart of the gospel. Jesus isn't like the hired hand who runs when danger comes. He isn't like the false shepherds of Israel who cared more about themselves than the flock. No, Jesus willingly lays down his life. He chooses the cross. He chooses sacrifice. And you know what? He chooses us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's not reluctant love. That's not half-hearted devotion. That's the shepherd saying, "I will pay the ultimate price to rescue my sheep." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 calls him that great shepherd of the sheep who through his blood secured an eternal covenant. And Revelation chapter 7, verse 17 gives us the final picture. "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The shepherd became the Lamb, and by his sacrifice, we are safe forever. And here's why this matters for us. Because of his sacrifice, we never have to wonder if we're secure. We never have to doubt if we're loved. When life feels fragile, when death seems final, when sin feels overwhelming, the cross of Jesus shouts louder than our fear. You are safe in the shepherd's hands. You are safe in the shepherd's hands. So don't carry your guilt like it's yours to bear. Don't walk in fear like you're unprotected. Don't live like you're unloved. The good shepherd laid down his life so you could live free, forgiven, and secure. And nothing, absolutely nothing, no danger, no enemy, not even death itself, can snatch you out of his hand. What a powerful truth. Amen? Amen. Now, we've walked through three incredible truths today. The good shepherd knows his sheep. Jesus knows you personally, completely, and still loves you. The good shepherd leads his sheep. His voice guides you when life is confusing and uncertain. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus' sacrifice secures your salvation and gives you unshakable hope. That is who Jesus is. You know what? He's not a distant God. He's not a temporary protector. He is the good shepherd, faithful, loving, and sacrificial. Daybreak Community Church. So the question for us is, how will we respond to the shepherd's voice? How will we respond to the shepherd's voice? For some, it may mean resting in the fact that you are truly known by him, to stop hiding, stop striving, and allow his love to meet you where you are. For others, it might mean learning to listen more closely to his voice, opening his word each day, tuning out the noise of the world, and choosing to follow him with trust. And for all of us, it means living out of the security of the cross, not bound by fear, not bound by guilt, but walking in the freedom and assurance that nothing can snatch us from his hand. This week, three simple steps you can take. First, remind yourself daily. Repeat John chapter 10, verse 11. You got that? Remind yourself daily. Repeat John chapter 10, verse 11, which says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let that anchor your soul. Second step, practice listening. Spend 10 quiet minutes each day in prayer asking, Lord, what do you want to say to me today? You ask, Lord, what do you want to say to me today? And final step, reflect his love. Look for one way to sacrificially serve someone else, following the shepherd's example. If you do these things, you'll find yourself walking more closely with the one who knows you, the one who leads you, and the one who laid down his life for you. Doesn't he deserve that and a whole lot more from each of us? Let us reflect upon his message, and God bless you. I personally want to say thank you for listening to today's message. I pray that the message challenged you and blessed you. Daybreak Community Church is a non-denominational church located at 342 Nold Avenue in downtown Worcester, and Sunday morning services are at 10 a.m. in person and on 104.5 The River. It is such a blessing for me to share God's truth with you each and every week. If you'd like to donate to our ministry, you can now do that online at dccworcester.org. That's dccworcester.org. Daybreak Community Church, dccworcester.org. All gifts are completely tax exempt and most definitely appreciated. Again, thank you all for taking the time to listen today, and thank you for supporting our ministry. God bless you.